Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 9 of our series on justification. Thank you for joining us. We are on the cutting edge of Bible truth. We are on the front lines. And warning, what you are about to hear is not popular with the adversary. And if you have a high opinion of yourself, you probably will not like this program either. Hopefully you'll come around, though. We have a website. It's crossandthrone.com. On there you can find the greatest Bible translation on planet Earth, the Concordant Literal New Testament, and also the Concordant Commentary on the New Testament. These two items alone will give you more truth than if you spent 20 years in a seminary. I ain't kidding. 20 years. You'll learn more about God in the scriptures in this New Testament and the little commentary that comes with it. So get a copy of it. We also have on our website a copy of Martin Zender's book, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. And as a matter of fact, the first one to call me at 847-312-4676 will get a free copy of that book. Again, that's 847-312-4676 for Martin Zender's book, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. We are in Paul's letter to the Romans, and I'm going to read here verses 14 to 17. I know we talked up to 16 last time, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to read again this passage. Paul says, to both Greeks and barbarians, to both wise and foolish, a debtor am I. Thus this eagerness of mine, to bring the evangel to you also who are in Rome. For not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing, to the Jew first and to the Greek as well. For in it God's righteousness is being revealed out of faith for faith, according as it is written, now the just one by faith shall be living. Now, last time we pointed out how this evangel, Paul, was a debtor to Greeks, barbarians, wise and foolish. In other words, this evangel, it's doesn't have any borders to it. It's not just for the nation of Israel. It's for everyone. And also, whether you're wise or foolish, it doesn't matter. A wise man needs the evangel, and a fool needs the evangel. So whether you are Sir Isaac Newton or Chris Farley, the evangel's for both. Both need the evangel. Both need to hear the good news that Christ died for their sins. So we also saw in here that Paul said he was eager to bring this evangel to Rome. Now, the word Rome means force. Rome ruled the world. It was a powerful nation. And Paul was willing to go to Rome alone with this great evangel. Napoleon had armies behind him, and so did General Patton. But Paul was willing to go to Rome without an army to proclaim this message. And what made Paul so willing to go to Rome? He says, for not ashamed am I of the evangel. Paul, and I think we pointed out last time, this phrase here is a figure of speech. Sometimes Paul says something in the negative when he means it in the positive. When Paul says he's not ashamed of the evangel, he means he's proud of it. He's willing to go to Rome, the ruling, conquering city, and he's not ashamed. He's proud to go there and announce a message. He says, for I am not ashamed of the evangel, for it is God's power. Rome means force, but God had a power. What was his power? For it is God's power for salvation, everyone who's believing. I've been to churches many times where I always talk about God's power is going to be unleashed on you tonight. And I think the preacher either had bad pizza for dinner, but here it's God's power. It's in a message. God's power is in a message, and the message is about God's Son who went to a cross, and he went to that cross and died for our sins. And I dare any of you out there to see Christ dying for our sins and tell me that sin is still an issue. Look at the cross of Calvary. See Christ dying there on the cross and tell me that sin is still an issue. This is the good news, friends. The good news is that Christ died for our sins, and God justifies us gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. So Paul goes on to say, this is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing. And this word salvation is interesting. We are saved in the past from the penalty. We're declared righteous. We're saved from the penalty of our sin. God declares us righteous. We're also saved from the power of sin. According to Romans chapter 6, not only did Christ die for us, but we died in Him. And friends, this is an important truth that has been missed. Romans 6, 7, and 8, and we're going to get to that, and this is the key to sanctification. Sanctification, by the way, friends, is just as much the gift of God as salvation. And all you have to do is do a little reckoning, and we'll see when we get to Romans 6, 7, and 8, the power of holiness. We'll use that term, holiness. So it is God's power for salvation. So we're saved in the past from the penalty of our sin. We're saved in the present from the power of sin. In the future, when the Lord comes and turns this corruptible body into an incorruptible body, we'll be saved from the presence of sin. You and I will never be away from sin until we have our new bodies. As a matter of fact, according to Romans 5:12, it's mortality. It's mortal because we're mortal that we sin. And you will never be immortal until resurrection. And so, friends, the key to struggling with sin is stop struggling with it. You can't struggle with it. Stop fighting it. It's too strong for you. Think God's thoughts regarding that. And we're going to get more into that. And I hope you, I wet your whistle a little bit to keep studying along with us in Romans. In the meantime, get that book by Zender that we have, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. Well, he goes on to say that after he says, for it is God's power to salvation, everyone who is believing, to the Jew first and to the Greek as well. In Paul's ministry in Acts, he went to the synagogues first and told his brethren after the flesh the good news, but he included the Greeks as well. And finally, at the end of the book of Acts, he tells them the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it. But notice the fours in this chat, in this section of verse. First, Paul says he's ready to come to Rome. Why? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Then he says, for it is God's power for salvation, everyone is believing. And then he says, for in it. Now notice this four is connected. We had just said that the evangel is God's power for salvation, for in it God's righteousness is being revealed. In the evangel, God is revealing His rightness. The word righteousness simply means doing right. God, in the good news of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, is showing Him doing the right thing. The good news, the evangel, is not God just letting us off scot-free. God doesn't do that. God cannot leave sin without doing something about it. He can't just say, all right, you know what, let's just forget about it. No, God provided a righteous way to do things. God always does the right thing. He never does the wrong thing. And in the evangel, we see God dealing rightly with sin. God, when you look at the cross of Calvary, think about this for a minute, friends. Sin is a horrible thing. We know it's a horrible thing. And in the cross of Christ, see Christ dying there, friends. Think about this. Christ is on that cross dying for our sins. He's dealing with it. That's the right thing to do. Christ is dying as our substitute on Calvary. God is being totally righteous in that transaction. Christ is dying for our sins, paying for them completely, and you and I get off scot-free. Yes, free. You and I are get off scot-free, not because of something we've done, but in the evangel, God is demonstrating His rightness. He's being right in justifying us because of Christ's one sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And we can only touch on this now, because what Paul is going to do here is he tells us in verses 14 through 17 that the theme is God's righteousness in the evangel. And then what we're going to see Paul's going to put that on hold, because in chapter 1, verse 18, all the way to chapter 3, verse 20, he's going to demonstrate man's unrighteousness. And then after Paul shows man his unrighteousness, he's going to teach us God's righteousness through Christ's delivering work on Calvary. And so, like I say in this beginning of each program, if you have a high opinion of yourself, you're not going to like this program, because in Romans 1:18 through 3:20, we're going to demonstrate to you that whether you're wise or foolish, you're under sin and there's nothing you can do about it. You cannot pull yourself up by your own bootstrap. You cannot pray your way out of it, or monastery your way out of sin. You're stuck with it, friends, and God has to do something on your behalf. You can't do anything about sin. God has to do it. God has to do it, friends. God has to do it. And God has provided a way, and it's not through your efforts. So Paul says, "For in it God's righteousness is being revealed out of faith, for faith." The word "out of faith" means out of what faith? Out of Christ's faith. We're going to see in Romans 3 that we're justified by Jesus Christ's faith. He believed God. He lived the perfect life. He died on the cross. It's out of his faith. And then it says, for faith. We come in by simply believing something that God has done. And it says, according as it is written, now the just one by faith shall be living. And Paul is saying here, and for you and for I, we live by faith. And to live by faith in Paul's letters is to listen to a message that God has and to believe it. To believe the evangel is to obey the evangel. And we've already talked about that in previous programs. So Paul tells us here that in this great evangel, it's God demonstrating his righteousness. God is revealing his righteousness through the evangel. Every time you hear the message that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again, you're seeing God being totally right, and you and I, who were absolutely wrong, are being declared righteous. Well, that's all I have for today. I gotta run. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 847-312-4676. You can go to our website at crossandthrone.com. Again, that's crossandthrone.com. Go on there, get the concordant commentary, get the concordant literal New Testament. Best things you could buy, get Martin Zender's book, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. And we have other materials on there as well. I have to run, so remember, until next time, believe God no matter what the clergy tell you.